up anything you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If we get a chance, Mark has a story about a lady with Down syndrome who wants to make her own decisions in life. And I guess people are telling her she's not allowed to do that. We'll give you that story here in a bit. If we get a chance, your calls come first. 855-450-FREE with you in the studio. It is Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
All right, let's go back to the phones here to Skype where Krister is on the line. Krister, are you with us?
Hi, dude. Listen, I heard you were talking about the royal baby in Great Britain the other day.
Yeah, not because we actually care, but just because I think most of us on the show are just amazed that people appear to actually care about it.
Well, I'm telling you, I think it's sour grapes. I mean, really, come on, you don't have a royal family in the United States.
We've got the Kennedys.
Well, you know, they're almost all dead now. So anyway, the point of having a monarchy is like it's really great. You know, at one point in your lifetime, you could expect that the king or queen is going to pass away, and you're going to have a statement like, "The queen is dead, long live the king," or the opposite, or whatever it is.
What do you guys pay for that privilege?
Oh, I don't have a clue. I don't know what it costs, but it's a few $100 a year, or maybe more, I don't know.
Now, what is the system in, you're in Sweden, right?
We have a royal family here,
yep.
And
do they have power? Do they have power, or are they completely
none whatsoever, not at all. But the appanage, is that the same word in English? The royal appanage? It's, they want to increase it, the money they are given.
Appanage?
So that's their stipend.
Ah. Is their payment for being so royal?
Being royal. Look, here's what my question is, though, Krister, is you've got a Swedish royal family, and really, why is the English royal family so much more important than your Swedish royal family?
Well, I guess because the Brits used to rule the world, you know. The sun never set on Britannia and all that, you know.
Yeah, I guess that must be what it is.
I don't think people would even know what a royal family is without that Game of Thrones going on.
I still haven't seen it.
Remember,
the
United States used to be a colony. Come on, you know. It's maybe the next king will turn it back the way it used to be. Maybe they could invade the United States and take it over again.
You know, the Swedish royal family Wikipedia page is pathetically short. I'm sorry. I'm looking here. I barely have to scroll to get through it.
Wow.
Hey, there is one benefit that outweighs every negative aspect of the whole thing. Well, actually, there are more than one. One is if you don't like the king or queen, you can chase them out and somebody else takes over. And the biggest benefit has to be every time you lift your glass to drink, you're able to say to the queen or to the king, whatever.
Krista, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, not really. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, as you just heard, we have Skype, and it doesn't matter if you're halfway across the world. You will sound better, most likely, if you call us on Skype. So feel free to connect with username lrn.fm. You will have to send a contact request first, and then once you do that, it'll be easy for you to get in touch with us from that point forward. So 855-453 is toll-free from anywhere, and, of course, from really anywhere, Skype us at username lrn.fm. So, Mark, do we want to talk about this lady who Down syndrome, IQ in the 50s, lower 50s?
Yeah, I think this is a really sort of interesting thought process.
Okay.
Is what happens when you have somebody who's got Down syndrome, and this lady does, who wants to have some level of control over her life.
Well, because we talked with Nemi recently about this, I think, on this program. I don't know if you were here for that, Mark, but the question of how does the free market handle people who are crazy or people who are just, you know, incompetent?
It's a great question.
You know, what are the mechanisms that would be in place in the marketplace for that sort of situation? In this case, this is somebody who is competent enough to know that they want to control their own life, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, her IQ is in the 50s, though, and that's
pretty down there.
Yeah, it's not great.
What's the lowest IQ number go? What's the bottom end of an IQ?
I couldn't tell you. 100 is considered average,
right.
And hers is 52.
I think in general, IQ is sort of a controversial way to measure intelligence.
It absolutely is. And that's because IQ tests...
It is controversial.
Yeah, IQs, there's different types of intelligence quotients, right?
I read an article back in the 90s, I think it was from Scientific American or maybe Nova or one of these magazines, that claimed that some Harvard school had distinguished 17 varieties of IQ, and that was in the 90s. They probably have, 27 varieties of, not IQ, but intelligence.
So anyway,
17 different types of intelligence.
In what ways does she want to control her own life?
Okay, so in the article here, it's actually written by, it's in the Washington Post and written by a Teresa Vargas, and I've chopped it up a little bit to make it readable here, but it wasn't her turn to talk, but early during a hearing that will determine the limits of her independence, Margaret Jean Hatch stood up in a Newport News courtroom and cut the judge off in mid-sentence. She said, "I don't need guardianship," she declared.
Awesome.
"I don't want it."
Why are you doing that voice?
I'm just trying to make a voice, a different voice.
You were doing a voice, you know it.
I'm not doing a voice.
He was inflecting differently.
I'm certainly not doing a woman's voice. Whatever that might sound like.
Do it that way.
I don't know. I can't. Okay, I'll do that. "Remove her from the courtroom," the judge demanded. Now, it doesn't have a gender on this judge. I'd just like you to know, Nick. I just made a judge voice. She's very upset with this, the woman's attorney began. "Don't do it," Hatch pleaded. Hatch, a diminutive blonde known as Jenny, learned to read at the age of 6, has volunteered on political campaigns, and once, after finding a job she wanted, showed up repeatedly until she got it. She's also known, also has Down syndrome and an IQ of 52, and tends to shower affection on strangers as well as friends. The detail.
According to the Wikipedia page, an IQ of 50 means that person has half of the cognitive ability of someone with 100.
But I mean, like you said, on IQ test, what does that mean? You can't do corollaries.
Right, and I really, I remember when I took the IQ test when I went to a so-called gifted school in Sarasota where I grew up, and it was, there were some math problems, if I'm recalling correctly. They gave you some blocks, and you had to put them in the certain areas or whatever, don't put the circle block in the square block, that kind of thing, or the square receptacle. I mean, this is my bare recollection of what happened. This was a long time ago, but...
Sure.
Just because somebody can't do an IQ test very well doesn't mean they can't take care of themselves, right? She seems determined.
She, apparently she doesn't, is just not allowed to cook for herself. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, she was living with some people, the people that ran the business where she worked. She wanted to work at that business. She went there every day until they gave her a job. They didn't want to give her a job, but, somebody's determined enough, they're going to get a job. And,
yeah.
Then, they grew to love her and offered her, a place in their home. And apparently their daughter has cerebral palsy.
Mm.
And Jenny has helped with the daughter. And she bicycles around town. And, she lives her little life. She's helpful and helps in the business, helps at home. And that's where she wants to live.
So what's the issue? Who is saying this lady can't go out and do her own thing?
Take a guess.
State agents?
The parents.
Oh, really?
Who has custody of a 29-year-old woman with Down syndrome? Does somebody have to have custody is the question.
So the parents have custody, yet she doesn't live with them, is what you're saying.
That's correct. She doesn't want to live with them. They don't want her to live with them.
But they want to control her life.
I wonder if she gets a check.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You've got more to the story in moments, and your thoughts are welcome on what you think should happen in this case. It's Free Talk Live.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
You are now considered a terrorist. It doesn't matter if you have served your country dutifully. The federal government, the IRS, and the NSA are targeting Americans just like you. Because of your beliefs and because of big government's corrupt policies, you are a threat and fall into the same category as a terrorist. Now they are monitoring everything you do online. You are at risk unless you know how to disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to protect yourself. That's privacyradio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Her parents say she should be under their care and their concern. She's 29, she's got an IQ of 52, and she's saying she's ready to take care of herself. She wants to take care of herself. Mark's going to continue with more of the story about a woman with Down syndrome, and well, I guess it's gone to court at this point.
Yep.
We'll give you details on that. Plus, you need to know about the Free State Project. If you love liberty, that is, if you want a chance at freedom in your lifetime, you really should go to freestateproject.org. It's their brand new website, and learn about an organization that is devoted to bringing people who love freedom, like Mark and myself, all to the same place. Now, Ryder was actually living here originally. You're a New Hampshire native, isn't
that right? Lucky me.
You actually happen to already live in Keene, New Hampshire, and you managed to get hooked up with us after we made the move, and many other activists have moved here as well. Most, I think, if not all, yeah, all of the hosts on Puke in the Gang, which is another show that you do, are all Free State Project participants. So go to freestateproject.org, where you can actually get together with what will end up being hopefully 20,000 people who are pledged. Right now we've got over 14,000 that are pledged, but 20,000 people who pledge to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's working already, with over 1,100 already here, and people are getting active in a variety of different ways, from running for political office, as Ryder has done. I have done it as well. Ryder, are you running for city council this year?
I haven't looked at the competition yet.
You're still thinking about it. Okay, very, very good. So
now that I have a property and I'm sort of rooted, it's something I can consider again.
Fair enough. Well, there's a lot of different ways to get active. Politics is only one of them. There are others like creating media, doing outreach, maybe doing civil disobedience. All of these things are done here in New Hampshire, and we've got, in my opinion, the best movement for liberty that exists. So please go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. As Mark continues to tell us a story, and where is this originally coming from? I don't recall that.
Washington Post.
The Washington Post, okay. About the 29-year-old lady with cerebral, no, excuse me, she was taking care of someone with cerebral palsy.
Yep.
But she has Down syndrome.
On a bright pink poster board and hatches, boxy, uneven penmanship are the words, "Bring back my freedom of choice. Bring back my job back." The poster hung in Hatch's bedroom wall on a group home before she gave it to her attorney. Now her friend Kelly Morris keeps a picture of it as proof that Hatch understands what's at stake.
Hold up. I'm sorry. Maybe I missed a detail in the story. I thought she had a job.
She did have a job.
She lost it?
She's in a group home currently.
Uh-huh.
So here's what happened. Do you want me to go? You want me to read the story? Or do you want me to tell you what happened?
It's very complicated.
I'm sorry. I just thought that that might have been missed earlier. And
right. Well, this is how these stories go. Okay. So this isn't just your regular old article you get from a news story. It was 5 pages long.
No, they're telling a story.
They're telling a story.
Okay.
And you don't get to jump to the end and ask the questions. All right. Well, who came in with the knife and stabbed her? I don't know. It's at the end of the book. I mean, I can tell you what happened. I've edited the story, and I can.
No, I mean, by all means. I'm sorry. I was just saying I didn't know if that detail already passed by. Sorry, I'm trying to listen to you, and when I ask questions, it means I may not have been paying close enough attention. I'd like to make sure I was understanding you. Anyway, go ahead.
What Jenny Hatch wants, according to numerous reports submitted to the court from Hampton Newport News Community Services Board, is to live with Morris and her fiancé, Jim Talbert, in Hampton, Virginia. The couple met Hatch 5 years ago when she walked into Village Thrift Store in Newport News, one of several businesses they own, placed an application on the counter, and explained why they should hire her. She returned several times before she got the job, organizing 28-cent greeting cards and clothing racks packed with $3 jeans. At the time, Hatch had been living near her job with a family friend who was losing her apartment, and her parents weren't in a position to take her in. Her father, Richard Hatch, who lives in North Carolina with his wife and 3 children, told Hatch's case manager he couldn't give his daughter the level of care that she needed. Which, that's the thing you could say if you had a kid with some kind of developmental difficulty. I just can't provide him with the level of care that they need. It's like to some extent, a cop-out. It sounds like this gal can take care of herself. But whatever, that's their business. Her stepfather said her mother, Julia Ross, does not want Jenny to come home because they don't get along. Court records detailed a contentious relationship between Hatch and her mother, who has health problems. When Julia Ross was asked whether she would allow her daughter to move back in with the family, if the family had assistance, the case manager wrote, Ms. Ross said, "No, ma'am. Jenny told me she does not want to have anything to do with me." So, for whatever reason, the family doesn't want to live together. Whether it's Jenny or whether it's the parents, I don't know, and it doesn't matter. She's 29 years old. Now, the question is who should have control of her life? Because currently, the parents get to decide where she lives, and if she lives in a group home, and whether or not she can go and have a job, and that kind of thing. And I just kind of wonder, what business is it of theirs? When can this lady make a decision for herself? A person with Down syndrome has a shortened life. They don't live as long as, regular folks do. And is she ever going to be able to make that decision for herself? And by the looks of it, if the court says no, she's not.
Yeah, that's pretty disturbing. So let me see if I've got this straight. She went into the store, met these people.
Yep.
At some point, they were willing to take her in.
Right.
Did they take her in, and then yes. Her parents somehow removed her into
this. Here's what happened. I haven't gotten to it, and I don't know if the story is long. She was riding her bicycle, and somebody honked a horn when they went past her. Now, I don't know whether they honked the horn maliciously or whether they were just giving her a little beep to let her know, hey, going around or whatever. As people tend to do, she turned to look when somebody honked. On the bicycle, your hands almost always follow your head, and she veered in. This person who decided to honk also apparently decided not to pass with enough distance and smacked her with the rear view, a side view mirror?
Yeah.
The passenger side, which, she had some injuries from that.
Mm.
And that sort of precipitated everything. Basically, she's not confident enough.
Yes.
This kind of thing happens to bicyclists every day in America.
But just because she happens to be Down syndrome, the parents said, oh, we need to put her in a home.
Well, I think that really the government decided that.
Oh, is that right?
Basically turned it over to the parents, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
She had control of her own choices until the accident?
That was my understanding, that she had volition at one point, and now she doesn't.
And now she's in court, and she's telling this judge, I want to take care of myself. This is my life. Set me free.
But the people at the group home say she's not capable of that.
Well, they want to continue that contract, right? Hmm.
Well, I don't know what their motivations are precisely.
Well, if she goes away, they don't get paid. Isn't that right?
I would say that there'd probably be a dollars and cents factor. Mm-hmm. Also, I'll bet there's some kind of SSI check that comes to her. And where does that go? Does it go to the group home? Does it go to the parents? I don't know
who
gets
question.
It. Good question. I mean, but these things are a reality. So,
does the story later on, you said it's 5 pages long, but later on, is there a decision made about this lady?
No, I'm afraid that this is not yet decided.
Is there any indication what her goals would be if she did have choices over where she went?
She wants to live at these people's house and
work
work at the thrift store and take care of their daughter.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
But
they're willing to have her.
One of the reasons the parents are a little upset is because I guess she tends to be overly friendly with new folks.
Like, have sex with them?
No.
More coming up.
Oh, I don't know.
This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Get control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 29-year-old lady, she says she should be able to make decisions about her own life. She happens to have an issue mentally. She's not up to par. She's not near average. She's 52 IQ. She is a Down syndrome individual. And her parents are saying she should not be able to be out on her own. She should not be able to make decisions for herself. The clinic that is, I guess, the group home that she's being housed in currently is saying she should not be allowed out. So they agree with the parents' assessment on this. It's now in court. The woman has an attorney, and she is saying she should be out. She's saying she wants to make her own decisions in life. And I guess, you know, the question is, what do you think about this? Where do you draw that line? And who should draw a line like that about an individual and the decisions that they make? I mean, to me, it seems pretty clear. If someone has the volition to say, I want to be free, then that should be enough to allow them. I mean, if they'd previously been in some sort of circumstance where they were not free, like growing up as a child, for instance, that's what all of us can relate to. But or in this case, you know, being under some sort of medical supervision, when that person's ready to break free, then they should be able to do that. There shouldn't be anybody holding them back. We'll continue the discussion here in moments.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site for the liberty community. There's a lot of stories put up there, and they're of all different sorts. They're, you know, political stories and police state stories and science stories and all kinds of different stories. As a matter of fact, sort of prepping stories and stories for the all-natural lifestyle. I'm looking here. Chuck Hagel warns troops are close to the breaking point. Another article on how to attract dragonflies to your yard for all-natural pest control.
Ooh, good idea.
Yep, from Popular Mechanics, here's what your $5 billion space yacht could look like. It's I read it every day. I get their daily dispatch. As a matter of fact, it comes twice a day to me. I don't know exactly why that is. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
You liked it so much you signed up twice.
It's possible. I don't get the same thing twice. I get it in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah, I think they just have an afternoon dispatch.
Yep, there you go. So, FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. Now, we're talking about the story of this 29-year-old lady with Down syndrome. She's in court in Newport News, Virginia. where they are determining whether or not she's going to be able to get out of this group home that she's been forced into against her will. She was apparently on her own to some extent, got into an accident on her bicycle, which arguably, as you pointed out, Mark, happens all the time to people that are fully cognizant of their abilities. I mean, she made a mistake. It happens. And now she's ready to strike out on her own again.
I think it bears mentioning that everybody here listening can make a mistake. And the question is, should you lose the volition for the rest of your life?
No.
Because of it.
What are the reasons why, you said there's an outline at some point in this lengthy story, which you will or have already posted to our Facebook?
Yeah, I've got an abbreviated version here. The full version is on our Facebook page and Twitter. And
for those of you who want to dig deeper into the story, that is available for you. But there's some certain reasons why her captors are saying that she should not be able to be let on her own.
A portrait of Hatch emerges from court documents as of an only child who enjoys hanging out at the Republican headquarters near her job, participating in Special Olympics, going to church, and watching Rachel Ray's cooking show. She's described as having good survival skills and once called an ambulance when she became dehydrated. Not sure whether that's good survival skill or overreacting. But
or you can just get a glass of water.
Whatever, you know. But she's supposed to be clear.
But she may have been taught this, right? Like, yeah, if there's something wrong, you call the ambulance.
Sure, sure. And I wouldn't doubt at all that, you know, plenty of people call the ambulances to get rides to the hospital.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But the document also describes a young woman who hugs and kisses people she doesn't know well and who lacks the basic...
Good for her. That's supposed to be a reason why she can't get out on her own?
You know, I kind of feel both ways about this.
That's an assault.
Not if it's wanted, not if you don't mind someone hugging you.
That wasn't what the article said.
No, it said she hugs and kisses people she doesn't know well, not that they didn't want the hugs and kisses.
I also get the impression people are saying, people apparently, you know, talking to her school counselors, you know, different people are like, how is Jenny? We love her. I think that she makes a real impact on people because of her friendliness.
Absolutely.
So anyway, she's documents also describe a young woman who, like I said, hugs and kisses people she doesn't know well, who lacks the basic math skills needed to know how much change to expect when she makes a purchase. They describe a person who...
Okay, fine. Look, how many people really take the time to count the money that they get back from a cashier?
Well,
half the cashiers don't know how to give the money back anyway.
It's a great point.
Are the odds she's going to come across a cashier who's going to scam somebody? I mean, that's it's going to be pretty rare that happens.
So blind people have an issue, have some of these issues too.
Sure.
How do
Maybe
they
shouldn't be able to leave the home.
They've got some, you know, a lot of them only carry $5 and $1 bills with the fives with the ears turned over and things mm-hmm. like that. So there's systems for doing it. But
they don't know what they're getting back from the cashier.
She rides a bike. She's not traveling all over town. The chances are good. She lives at the house with these people. She goes to the to work. She goes to the Republican headquarters where she volunteers. And she probably stops off at a couple of different places and might buy some things like candy or food or something like that.
Grocery store, convenience mart or something, yeah.
She seems like the kind of person that stops off at the same place all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A place like that's going to get to know her. She might get scammed now and then. You might too.
But yeah, it can happen to anybody.
I just don't think that it doesn't seem like a big problem that she's, you know, might get the wrong change.
Most people, right, I agree with that. Most people are honest. It's not a big problem, period, that people get shortchanged in the marketplace.
She could not be as standoffish with a stranger as she needs to be, but that's true for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any woman's dealing with, and man to some extent, is dealing with the possibility of being kidnapped tomorrow and being held as mm-hmm. some kind of sex slave. Could it happen to Jenny? It sure could. But it could happen to anybody. It's not a reason to keep somebody in a group home.
There's no reason why she wouldn't be molested in the group home.
It's an excellent point.
The group home is not necessarily this sanctuary. I mean, you've got people who could be attracted to the job of nurse in that group home that may be interested in taking advantage of mentally deficient individuals, and they've got their pick.
So they describe a person who graduated from high school with a special education certificate and aspires to be president of the United States.
She'd probably do better than these guys.
She knows. Well, in the story they claim that she knows she's not going to be president, but I just love it. You know, shoot for the stars, Jenny.
Right on.
I mean, you can't be any worse than the rest
George
of these
Bush.
Dopes that we've had. Barack Obama.
Right.
I don't care how smart you are. You probably do. Listen to what Jenny says. Here's her platform. Given the chance to change anything about her life, Margaret stated, America, I would lower taxes. This is what a psychological evaluation filled out with the court says. Julia Ross, I guess this is the mother, told the case manager that her daughter lies, causes confusion, is inappropriate behaving with men. Contacts.
What does that even mean? I mean, who hasn't told a lie? I don't recommend lying, but, you know, in certain circumstances, it's not necessarily
wrong. Well, it's an easy thing to make an accusation about, too.
I mean, if somebody demands to know how much money you have in your wallet, you don't have to tell them the truth.
I don't know exactly what it means.
Inappropriate with men. What does that mean? Sounds like mom's jealous.
Contacts neighbors relentlessly and is obsessed with others who are nice to her. Richard Ross, the husband, explained to his stepdaughter a year ago, the group home provides a secure environment, making it the best place for her. The case manager wrote, Jenny needs supervision and guidance and feels... She's
going to have a family to live with. She's going to have the couple that
she
runs
has
the thrift store.
Right. She has it.
If she were allowed to go there and live there.
Right. And they'd let her go. It doesn't sound like a terrible deal. You have a nice, pleasant individual who's going to help with your kid with cerebral palsy come live at the house and works at the thrift store. I mean, what's the big deal?
I don't know. Like you said, the group home wants her to stay, and the parents want her to stay there. So
that's where they're at.
What are the parents' interest in this? What's the group home's interest in this? Who's get it? Let's follow the money. If we could, we should, or the court certainly should in this case.
Well, the money is going down the drain every minute that court is in process arguing over it.
That much is true, and we don't know what the decision is going to be. This is in play right now.
Right. We don't know.
All right, more coming up. 855-453. I mean, do you disagree? I think this lady should be free to live her life. That's what she wants to do. She wants to get out from under these people's clutches. Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Waiting for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Ins Value Club, and now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he signed up at americasbestvaluein.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You may get signed up for them by going to news.freetalklive.com. You follow the emailed updates, you're going to get the most critical show-related announcements, and then you can follow us on Twitter, Google+, and Facebook. And then you'll get more about the show. You'll get more during the show. You'll get updates about the articles we're maybe sharing with you or questions we might want to ask you online. So you can get interactive even more. Go to news.freetalklive.com, connect with our email list or Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
QuantumVibe.com is an online science fiction webcomic that follows the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. As she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds of the solar system, young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave the oppressive corporate states behind. So they hope. Now you can get the first 400 strips collected of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer in Quantum Vibe Volume 1. It's available from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com and available direct from bigheadpress.com. Go to quantumvibe.com, read the comic if you haven't read it yet. If you do read the comic, get the book. It's a great way to support Scott, and it's a great book. I'm about halfway through with mine. It's quantumvibe.com.
All right, we're talking about a 29-year-old lady who is looking to be free, and the reason she can't be free is because her parents have determined that they are in control of her life due to the fact that she has Down syndrome. She got into a bicycling accident, which could have happened to anybody. Her parents used that as the excuse to basically lock her up in a group home, and now the young lady in question here is saying she wants out. She wants to make the decisions for her own life. And the parents and the group home are arguing against it. They've gone to court, and there's another detail to this story, Mark, that's pretty shocking.
Yep. Here Jenny says, I don't need guardianship anymore. Yes, I need help. Only Jim and Kelly. I miss my friends. I want to be at my thrift store. I make my own decisions.
Jim and Kelly are the owners of that thrift store.
That's
that
right. And they're also
given her a job.
And the place to live.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, additionally, she's staying at their home, taking care of their daughter who has cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point she was doing that. And apparently they've put in, Talbert and Morris have become a party to the litigation and have racked up $50,000 in legal bills and have spent countless hours on the case, including managing a Facebook page that has garnered more than 2,200 likes.
Wow.
And
do we know the name of that Facebook page?
Yeah, I actually have it here. It's Justice for Jenny is the...
is it G-I-N-N-Y?
J-E-N-N-Y.
J-E-N-N-Y. Justice for Jenny. Cool, man. So if people want to go and help out with that, is that the... Okay, yeah, there you go. Justice for Jenny, Newport.
She's gotten
News.
A lot more likes since I went and liked the page a couple of days ago. This article certainly boosted it up there. I'll put it on our Facebook page.
She's got a big smile on her face there. And
I mean, everybody smiles at some point or another.
Well, no, but it's talking about it earlier in the article, talking about how friendly she is and that she gives hugs and kisses to people that she doesn't even know. And this is listed as one of the reasons why she shouldn't be allowed out. This is one of the reasons from her parents who are saying, well, oh, she's too friendly. She shouldn't be allowed out into society. People will take advantage of her.
They may, but you'd think at 29 that they'd have a whole bunch of good examples of where that happened. I mean, she's been on her, you know, to some extent on her own 11 years prior to this.
A posted update on the Justice for Jenny page here, about 3,000 likes thus far. Jenny's court case is in just a few more days. This was posted yesterday. Seems the nearer it gets, the more nasty remarks we are seeing, some towards us and some against the parents. We really want to ask everyone to please keep focus on Jenny and the violations of her civil rights long before a guardianship was ever placed. If Jenny's wishes were even in the slightest bit respected, this entire mess could have been avoided. As it is, we have to just have faith that Jenny will prevail. She's not asking for a lot, just a chance to live her life, a life that she can be proud of, a life where everyone that's important to her and who care for her can share in her happiness. Respecting her as an individual who has dreams and desires plays the most vital part in Jenny's growth and self-reliance. We truly feel that no one should be able to hinder her growth and stunt her ability to achieve a life where she is given every opportunity to grow in ability and independence. Justice for Jenny. These people are amazing.
The parents do stand in the way, but they also afford us an opportunity. And that opportunity is to see what do we think as a society, as an individual, what do we think about people who have Down syndrome and other developmental disabilities making decisions on their own? Because, you know, Jenny's not living at her parents' house. And this is the single biggest reason that people will cite making decisions for their kids. Well, you can't have that earring as long as you live under my roof.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny doesn't live under their roof.
And she wouldn't want to.
And what I've always, you know, my decision-making system is look, if you can make it on your own, then you can make it on your own. If Jenny wants to get a job as a go-go dancer, maybe Jim and the gal's name here won't want her living at their house.
Maybe.
Kelly. If you're keeping a roof over your head, however you're doing it, then that's your business.
Even if it's with the help of your friends.
Right.
So if your son packs up his bags and starts hiking down the highway, I'm going to make it on my own.
Well, I think that's really the best situation you can is, where is he going to go?
I don't know. I don't know. Someone might pick him up. Maybe an old man. Maybe an old woman.
They might. I mean, so would I think it's a bad decision on his part.
Are you asking, would Mark let
his son go? I'd probably want to go off with him, see how things are going.
Okay.
See,
I'm just walking here too, son. Don't worry. You can keep going.
Yep. I mean, what are you going to do to stop me?
Yeah, that's true.
It's his business.
So
I did it when I was a kid.
I think these people are heroic. You said they spent $50,000 in legal fees alone just to try to help this young lady,
right,
and allow her to, you know, hopefully to have this judge make this decision that the woman can make her own decisions for herself. And that she can be freed from basically captivity. And I like what they say here. It's really very positive, and it suggests that maybe she's not as limited as people believe that she is. I mean, we've certainly seen stories about people with autism who were thought of as just these, you know, useless things, basically, that, you know, kind of take up space and they have to be taken care of, and then put in a different situation, one in which they're encouraged or they're given the freedom to explore the things that they think are interesting. They become, you know, they can become these, you know, brilliant auteurs, like, that are just so smart in certain areas that would not have come out. They would not have realized that if they were being shoehorned into this preconceived notion about what someone with autism is like by, say, the government school system. These what do they call them, special needs services, where they're basically just, you know, let's put them all in a room together and give them a teacher and call this school.
Jenny's not going to get better at taking care of herself in a group home.
Exactly.
Jenny's going to get better at taking care of herself the same way you got better at taking care of yourself, and that's by living on your own and taking care of yourself. I mean, some people's parents did a better job at having them do chores and that kind of thing. Other people's parents did everything for them. So it really, ultimately, the only way you get to figure out how to take care of yourself is by taking care of yourself.
Go to Joe in Idaho. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ryder, and Mark.
Yeah, thanks for taking my calls, guys.
Welcome, sir.
You know, let's assume everybody has pure motives here, which is a dangerous assumption. You know, when you were a kid, you ever run away?
And
when
I did.
Yeah, me too. You know, I ran down to the end of the block, came back. I think I got.
Yeah, that's about how far I made it to.
and you know, I guess this comes from something you said, Ian, is that just because somebody has the volition to say, I want to be free, doesn't mean they can take care of themselves. And again, I'm assuming that everybody has pure motives, and I'm not sure that's the case. I would be concerned about Jenny. And the IQ is what, 56?
52. But 52. There's one thing to be concerned, and it's another thing to say, no, you can't be free. No, you can't go and find out for sure.
It's not even that simple. The parents are not caring for the daughter.
Right? Yeah.
And who knows, getting the check.
Well, they've pawned her off on a group home.
Yeah, and that might be why she wants to be, quote-unquote, free. But, you know, an IQ of 52, isn't that roughly the cognitive equivalent of about 10 years old or something?
It's difficult to compare it because there's all different kinds of intelligence.
Right, because you can be a high IQ 10-year-old, no problem.
Yeah.
So,
but I would say that you're not too far from the mark. But another thing that should be pointed out here is Jenny's attempted to escape. She hasn't just said and been successful to some extent. She hasn't just said, I want to be free. She's attempted to be free.
My kind of girl. Hey, Joe, if you've got more, hang on. 855-450-FREE. We'll bring it back here in a few moments. Hour number three is on the way. Maybe you've got some thoughts about Jenny here. She's 29. She's being kept in a group home against her will. The question is, at what point does someone's will matter?
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.